Right. I just wanted to think about something called tax. We could say taxes, but I'm not talking about cars that you hire to give you a lift. I'm talking about tax, which is money that grown-ups have to pay sometimes. In fact, and people don't always like paying tax. They think, I want my money for myself. But if you get a good government, tax can be a very good thing. It's a way of looking after each other. I've just had to pay a load of tax on money I didn't even get. But I'm glad because I believe in schools, I believe in hospitals, and that money, I hope, will be used well. Now, it wasn't quite that like that in the time of Jesus, because they had a bad government, a Roman government. They took a lot of taxes, money, off people, and it had to go to the government. Now, in the bit of the gospel that Jed read to us today, there was a man called Matthew, and he was a tax collector. Now, I would like someone to sit up here and be Matthew. Would anyone like to sit up here and be Matthew? You would, lovely. Fantastic. You sit there. And now, people who are under 40 may not know about this, but there used to be things called bank notes, paper money. And I'm going to give you some paper money. Okay, and I want you... I'm afraid you're going to have to go and give all this paper money to Matthew. You're going to do it? Do you want some? Yeah. Some, okay. Right, to come up and give your money to Matthew. There he is, here's Matthew. And you can put it on the table, Matthew, all right? Collect all the money up. You want to give it to me to give? Or do you want it? Good, and I've got some. And now what you ought to do, Matthew, you're being Matthew, you ought to give all that to the government. But we think that you're a bit dishonest and you're probably going to keep some. So you can hide that money, right? And the rest, we'll say that Rob is the government. So Rob, would you like to come and get this money? Thank you. Now, we should say that the Matthew in the Gospel, we don't know that he was dishonest. We don't know that he kept a lot of money for himself. But we do think that that's what everybody thought. Everybody thought that he kept money for himself. So, do you think people liked him? No, thank you. Thank you for shaking your head, because I can see that, even if I can't hear what you're saying. So they didn't like him. They left him on his own. He didn't have friends. Was he happy? Do you think you were happy? No, without friends? Nobody talking to you? You weren't happy. And I wonder if Matthew sometimes thought, I'd like a different kind of life. I'd like to be friends with people. I'd like to do something worthwhile, not just sit at this table taking money and putting some of it in my pocket. I'd like to have a better life than this. But he couldn't manage it. He was afraid. And then when Jesus came, it was different. He was able to go and follow Jesus and have a different kind of life. And people said, why is Jesus mixing with such a horrible kind of person? This person puts money, keeps the money back and doesn't give it all to the government. And anyway, you don't like the government anyway. Why is Jesus mixing with this person? And Jesus said, well, look, what's the use of doctors only talking to doctors? Doctors have to talk to ill people. That's what they're there for. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for people who are not happy, who want a different kind of life, who want to turn over a new leaf, who want to be friends with God and friends with people. Now, I don't know if you were listening to the story, the whole lot of stories that Jen read to us in the Gospel, but we heard about Matthew, and then we heard about two other people. Can you remember who they were? Any grown-ups remember who they were? Now, if you don't give me any answers, I shall have to pounce on somebody. So David in the choir, can you tell me in a big voice, who were the other two people? Leader of the synagogue, and you have to shout.
His daughter.
Oh, and his daughter, yes. And there was somebody else. A woman who was bleeding. Thank you. I could just about hear him. Could you hear him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So there were two other people. Someone, a ruler whose daughter was very ill, and in fact in Mark's Gospel it said she'd already died, and a woman who was bleeding. And people in Jesus' time, they were frightened of dead bodies. They were frightened of blood. They were frightened. But Jesus was not frightened. Jesus was bigger than fear. He was able to go and help the people, to heal them, and to demonstrate that there was nothing to be afraid of. It was okay. Now, look at me. This is my hair. These are the wrinkles on my face. You know that I can't get down on the floor. You know that I don't hear very well. You probably can't tell, but my teeth are falling out. So do you think I'm a young person, or a middle-aged person, or quite an old person, or am I very old or very, very old? What do you think? What do you think?
Getting old.
Well, I would say I'm somewhere between quite old and very old, somewhere like that, yeah. Not very, very old, but, you know, getting that way. And you've got things that you might be frightened of. Have you ever heard of SATs? Yeah. Some people are frightened of SATs, but there's nothing to be frightened of. They're only testing the school. There's GCSEs. There's A-levels for some people. They're frightening. But I'm not going to have any of those exams anymore. I've done that. No more exams for me. I'm too old. I'm not frightened of them. But when I look in the mirror, I know that there is one big exam that will come up for me probably within the next 10 years. I'm going to come to the end of my life. I'm going to die. And that's quite a scary thought sometimes. You don't know what it's going to be like, do you? We all know it will happen one day, but I know it will definitely happen before very long. But what I do know is that Jesus has been there before. Jesus knows about dying, and I might be frightened, but Jesus is not frightened. And Jesus will be with me. And as we welcome you, children, as we're going to welcome Lenny after his baptism today, as we're going to give thanks for Leah and Winnie, we give thanks that Jesus will be with them, with us, with all of us, through our lives, and that he is greater than our fears. He is able to deal with our fears and to lead us on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, especially Matthew, for sitting there and being such a wonderful Matthew.